Commissioner's Court for Monday, January 27th, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
It's 9 o'clock. This is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioner's Court. Notice of open meeting on the 27th of January 2025. And we'll start with our invitation. Scotty, do this more.
Sure.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just thank you, God, for yet another day of life. Thank you for all the many blessings that you give us, Lord, for the country we live in, the state we live in, and this county. Lord, we thank you for all of our family and our friends, Lord, our neighbors, and I pray that you'd help us always be mindful to look out for each other, take care of each other. Bless us this morning, dear Lord God, as we consider the county's business. Give us wisdom and understanding in all the choices and decisions we make. Help us to be wise, Lord, and decide what's best for the county and all our decisions. Lord, just continue to pray for your blessings for our country. Protect us from evil and wickedness, Lord. Pray for all of our leaders on the state, and the local and the federal level as well. And we just continue to pray for Israel as well. We just thank you, God, for your many blessings. We ask it all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas,
one state under God,
one and indivisible.
Well, we got good at that. Good at that. All righty. Public comments. Anybody? Public comments?
No.
Going once, going twice. Go. Okay. Item number one, consider take action to approve minutes from December 26, 2024 workshop, January 13, 2025 regular session, January 13, 2025 workshop, and January 21st, 2025 workshop. There's a few in there, wasn't there?
I move to approve.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, record minutes from the November 25th, 2025 Bail Bond Board Special Meeting, which that is recorded, so we don't have
to. You want me to say 2024?
2024, yes, I'm sorry. So I will amend that to make it say 2024. Number three, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Paris?
The amount submitted for your approval is $157,121.12.
Okay. Any questions over that?
Move we approve the claim for the county.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number four, record the County and District Clerks Association of Texas Certificate of Completion awarded Brooke Sale and Ellen Jaggers for completing the required 20 hours of continuing education for 2024. So recorded. Number five, record the Certificate of Completion for Birth Registration Certificate awarded to Brooke Sale. So recorded. You do record it, right? Okay. Number six. Record the minutes of the November 18th, 2024 Franklin County Welfare Board meeting. So recorded. Number seven, consider and take action to approve Franklin County Library Board members. Lisa, there you are.
We have a new member, Patrick Dennis, that has the board has voted in. So everybody else, I believe, has been on there for a while. So good board, very supportive, very helpful. And we have another man on the board, so that's good.
All righty. We appreciate what they do, and I know they pay a lot.
Yes.
I move to approve the new
board. Okay.
Second.
Thank you. I've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Number eight, record Franklin County Library Board minutes from 2024. So recorded. And nine, record deputization. Whew, I got that one out. Of county tax assessor collector appointments. That, Melissa, you got something about that?
It's the same.
Okay, so recorded. Number 10, consider and take action to approve tax abatement policy. We had some questions come up that we kind of looked at the Hopkins County bill, and there needs to be some changes on that. Now, we can approve the original one that we had, the BF, I think, threw up for us, or we can t- take some stuff out. Does anybody want to speak about that before we do this?
I'll speak. I thought the Hopkins County one's fine, but it's obviously got some verbiage in it that talks about specifically names, renewables, green energy, and such, which obviously goes to solar. I think it'd be kind of counterproductive. The last 2 years, we talked about not giving abatements to anybody. I think to put in our new abatement policy criteria to actually list them as being those that we're looking to come to the county. So I would just say right now, if nothing else, that we take no action or on this one until we had a chance to look at it in a workshop and change some of the verbiage in it.
Okay. Anybody got anything different? You want to stay with what we have?
Pretty routine. I mean,
yeah.
Not a whole lot of.
I'm okay with the original one we had. I'm just going to give you all a choice, kind of look at it. But I agree with Scott. We need to. Commissioner Smith, there's too many Scotts up
there. I'm fine with the original one too. Just I don't think we need to have the addition there about having to go to the voters to have to make a decision whether or not we give it back. We still have the ability as the commissioner's court.
Yeah, that was just an option. I think right. Just let us look at it.
Well, y'all want to stay with our original one we had?
I'd say just stay with the old one as it was.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make it a motion.
Second. Okay. Motion second, the original one without the additions to it, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
No expiration date.
No expiration date, yes. If we have to change it, we'll change it. We can always come here and change it. That's right. That way we don't sweat it in 2 years coming back and do that.
Well, y'all have to remember.
That's right.
That it's
going to
be expired.
That's true. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Okay, I took care of that one. Number 11, consider and take action to approve county road crossing permit request for Farmers Electric Cooperative. I think this is just, that's in your area, Jerry.
I have no idea where this is.
It's
1070.
Yeah.
They're going across.
If it's Farmers Electric, it's yours. There could be some of yours. But. We got Farmers Electric, we got, what's the one from Cass County? Booty Cass. Wood County Electric, Swepco.
I think that's it.
That's it.
I don't
have a rule on
Got a motion to approve? That's just
so moved.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 12, consider and take action to approve cybersecurity course enrollment for county employees. This is something we've got to do. By when? June 1st?
June 1st.
That means May 31st.
I have to report it on August 1st, but it has to be completed by June 1st. I fully expect the same 5 people that I have to go on May
30th. I'm going to get on that today.
Okay. Well, you all get the email today.
Okay.
You probably need a week or so before we get the email. But don't forget, guys, that the emails come from TAC. So it'll be security training is where the emails will come from. And you click on the link, and that's how you go into your training.
I move to approve the cybersecurity course for county employees.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second from Scott and Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 13, consider and approve purchase of range and oven for Hub Sound. You want to talk about it or you can just talk about it? Okay. let me go over to it. Dorothy brought in today that she had found ranges and the grill was on the wrong side, and so she got another quote, and it was about $200 more. I think I gave you, it was $94.50, and the one that she got with the grill, I don't know why it's a little bit more, but it is on the other side, but they have this one in stock at this time, and it, all of it that she has on here, the CNV oven, the gas range, 60-inch, 24-inch guard, left main, that's what that means.
One's a convection oven and the other one's just a range with the two ovens on the bottom and the one they have now, the ovens don't work on the bottom of them, right?
Okay.
They just keep it, they'll light, but they just keep it warm. They don't actually.
Okay.
Good.
And that was a total of $96.88. Now, you found one, didn't you? Hold on, it's here somewhere. Did you find one cheaper, Jerry?
It's in your package.
Oh, the Vulcan?
A lot of those prices got a big reduction on them right now, the restaurant did. A lot of discounts, that one's a lot of money. Well, it's getting different in the price, I don't know, you know, it could be a different type. I mean, all the specs look about the same.
Did it? Yeah, we just want to make sure we're doing apples to apples here, so.
And the only difference is the one that, and I didn't know about the griddle being, needing to be, if you're looking at the range, needing to be on the left side. So they are the same as the original one we got, both on the right side, but I know you've got another one that is now on the left side.
Yeah, it does say left here, but I think the picture's supposed to show it on the right, didn't it?
The original quote that came from K-Con was on the right, and then we got another one that is now on the left, that's $200 more. But the comparison that Jerry found was also on the right. So I don't know if they even have that availability, that'd be something we'd have to ask.
And my understanding, they do have us stocked, or we can get it now, correct?
Well, just for the benefit of this purpose, it's on the left.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what she told me, the benefit. I didn't even really kick it up in the morning. She was telling me all the information, I'm trying to do that, and trying to think about five different things more, so. What do y'all want to do on this? What do we, money-wise, what do we have to pay for something, I guess?
Well, we would have to do a budget amendment, we can, you know, have the money.
So we'd have to come back and just do a budget amendment in 2 weeks with it? Okay.
Sam, is there anything else, where are you? Is there anything else that's needed there, so that we could consider all of it at one time if we're going to, or?
Is the mixer in this?
I really don't think so, but I should find out by the time you have the next meeting, you know.
The only other thing I heard was a mixer.
She said.
Mixer, yeah.
$599 for a mixer, is what she found.
You know, like a Hobart mixer, big commercial.
Yeah, a commercial mixer. She did send me that text.
What's your pleasure, guys? Don't everybody jump at one.
This thing needs to be replaced, right? This thing needs to be replaced right now, correct? Is that correct, Sam?
Yeah, because the oven don't work, I mean.
Okay, so it's limited them be able to produce what they're producing every day?
Yeah.
I make a motion, we accept this bid.
From?
I'd say.
Left-handed one from 9688?
Well, right now, we're understanding that that's the one that meets the specs we need, right?
Yes, yes.
We don't know if the one that Jerry found meets that, we know that, or we?
No, we don't. We would have to kind of look at it and everything, so. But that's to approve this one, to accept this bond, we can come back later and we add the other stuff and do a budget amendment and talk about it.
I'd love to be able to do it and find one that's got obviously a cheaper price. I mean, it meets the same specs, I don't want to spend it just.
And as long as they have it, maybe, I don't have it, that's why. A year and a half to get it in too, so.
Well, you can approve the purchase with a cap, and then I can go from there.
Yeah.
Or we can go from there and start looking for, you know.
It's true.
If we can find one cheaper, great, if we can.
So we can say we can approve this amount here to 9688, and then we can go back and check this other bid, see if they got the same thing, come in a lot lower, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Stay.
You can approve the purchase with a cap.
Okay, do I have a second?
I approve the purchase for the cap.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. All right. Look over here. Any discussion? We didn't have a discussion on it, we did with it.
I got one thing, Judge. I reached out last week to Shane, TxDOT, about our regrind asphalt material that we're going to have access to for the county. And they have it at the Mount Vernon District Office. So Shane was saying it's obviously going to be about 40, a little over 40 loads, belly dump loads. Well, that'll be roughly 10 loads a piece for each precinct. But he'd like us to all come at the same time. In other words, we don't need one precinct coming one day and one coming the next day. We'll just do it like we've done in the last couple of years. we'll all bring our equipment and start loading up and go to each precinct, you know, one after the other. Now, with that being said, I know we talked about it before, Bob in here, yeah, are we gonna need some of the regrind up at the West Annex? And that's what.
Are you gonna look at bid?
After looking at this quote, it'd probably be regrind up there.
But what we need to do then, if we're gonna go ahead and use the regrind for that, the other commissioners, y'all tell me what dates y'all wanna do it, and we'll go ahead and pick that date and go up and start running, and we obviously be easier to take the stuff and one load at a time, however many that it's gonna take at the annex, hopefully don't take all of it.
And if I remember, it's about 20 loads.
Okay.
300 yards, I think, I think you commented, 300 yards?
I'm sorry.
300 yards, I believe, is what you mentioned.
I remember I figured out 16.8 loads, and I think those were,
if my math is right, we have 729 cubic yards available to us. So if my math is right. So obviously, if we don't want to take it to our material sand pits or whatever, and then have to haul it back up there. So whenever we pick the date to go pick it up, we'll take the stuff and drop it off at the annex where we need to, and take what's remaining to us. I'm curious, folks, everybody agree with that? But
if we got a good place to put it after it got run, they'll be doing a lot of their work.
Yeah, that's why I want, man, and Shane said, I mean, we're obviously not in a big hurry right now, so if we need to wait till they get the dirt squared away over the annex, that's fine too. He just told me to let him know when we're going, what day we want to do it. And this,
is it behind the building, behind their office?
Yeah, he says that their yard behind, so.
We got a great proposal.
Yeah, they can put concrete down for that much.
Actually, you know, it was less than $4 a square foot.
Was it really?
Concrete, what we've got out there right now is nearly $7, nearly $8.
Also, we'll put on the next agenda about the proposal for the baseball stuff. I already talked to them. They had a meeting last night. Michael just tried to call me back and meet him here, but I'll call him back and see what we need to do there about that.
I made a copy for you guys. What's it called? D2,
B2? 2D. 2D sport, yeah.
My dyslexia is acting out.
And I know that we were supposed to put, and I'll kind of explain it a little bit as much as I can. We were supposed to, about the fire department stuff, today was the day of the bill, but I'll kind of explain it. I know we got put on Facebook and we kind of got hammered, but our meeting was on December the 31st. That was on a Tuesday, plus it's a holiday, but the Mount Pleasant paper, who's our paper of choice, you gotta have it in by Monday at noon. So we had to wait a whole week. So by the time we had to have it in our 2 weeks, you got a 21-day wait period. There's no way that we could have done it by that time. So I'm trying to explain that. And some people are not happy with that, but that's just the way it is. So we can't take action on that today and have a public hearing today on that. I know some of y'all may.
Did I read that now they have to submit a new petition?
They will. If they want to do it in November, they're going to submit. We're trying to talk to them about us budgeting through the county, which will save people over 65 without getting a brand new entity. And we can fund it here and not hardly affect the taxpayers much at all, I hope. Now, we're trying to find money that we can use toward this, toward the fire department. We do need fire protection. There's no one up here that's against the fire protection whatsoever. We need to, and we need to do more for the fire departments to do that. Especially if you have industry coming in here, they look at your firemen, police, and everything else. So we're gonna do everything in our power, and I know that these guys are the same way, to fund the fire departments and have the best fire departments we can. But I wasn't totally against the emergency service district at first until I started reading about it, and we find out something more every day. And I think that we can fund it here locally. Now the city, I don't know what they're gonna do. that's up to them what they want to do, but we're going to move forward on making this a county-funded issue. And don't anybody say close to landing, his kids all been sick?
I had the flu this weekend.
You're sitting right here in the middle. We're done now, Landon, so we just discuss this stuff and going over stuff. I was telling about the fire department stuff, so this was not intentional to go against the fire department. What we did, it's just the way it kind of fell on. I mean, there's certain dates we should have started back in November, December, if they wanted to do it for May election. Now, we can still do it in November, but it's going to be a whole new, who said, yeah.
Petition.
It'll have to be a whole new petition if they want to do that. I will tell you that I've been contacted by some fire departments that are out. They don't want to be involved in it anymore. So, and that's really, they kind of read the writing on the wall like we have, you know, here looking at it, so.
Like Pflugerville. Yeah. You should read about what happened there.
Really?
Yeah, it was ugly.
Well, yeah, I remember that. You talking about the fire they had that time?
No, I'm talking about them trying to get rid of ESD.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't think you can really get rid of that. It's almost impossible to get rid of it.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Like, once you got it, it's hard to.
I think they finally did it, but it took them a lot of money.
I mean, here's.
They told you that, don't they? Well, just like they did down here at the roading system, they had to vote it out. They had to vote it in, they're trying to vote it out.
Yeah, Pass County. Yeah, Pass County. It's about the same kind of deal. Yeah. And they figured out real quick it didn't work near as well as commissioners taking care of their own little areas. So what were you thinking?
Well, I just said anything when you're, that's a pretty substantial move and it felt very rushed.
Yes.
And I think if you're creating a new governmental agency that has all the good and the bad of that, it shouldn't be something where we miss the deadline by 24 hours. And we had the commissioners for it. And so I think whatever the court wants to do in the future, that anything that substantial that is rushed is ripe for problems.
We've been there before.
Hey? And we've operated under this system for a long time. We all recognize there's a problem that needs to be solved. And if we want to address this in November ballot, we can, but it felt, I mean, I think.
We're actually too, after the workshop last week, I mean, on Tuesday, I met with Blake, Chief Sheffield up here, and so we're trying to get squared away where the respective fire chiefs from all the different departments can meet with myself and the judge and the auditor, and then another commissioner or whoever, just to kind of get an idea about what kind of funding they're needing. So that's where we said that there wasn't much support for the SD, at least the court right now. Moving forward, saying, "Hey, we understand there's an issue. Let's figure out how we got to resolve it." And that's going to be, you know, talking to each one of these fire chiefs about what do you need at your respective fire station. So
we're taking a little field trip Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hopkins County has a central fire, paid fire department in the center, and then they go out and help all the volunteers out there. So I want to talk to them about how they funded it, how much, what it cost, and how they did it. And kind of see how they're working and everything. And I kind of got an idea of what they do, but I think it'd be a whole lot cheaper on us as a taxpayer to go that direction first and try that first and see what they do. Now, the city, we can't tell them what to do. They can continue doing what they want. But.
And I'll give a public shout out to the fire department. They responded to a grass fire that my kids thought it would be a good idea to throw cardboard on a smoldering fire. And they were out there like that. We had it pretty much contained, but they responded quickly. And so, kudos to them.
Yeah, they do a good job. And I'm not really breaking the tearing them down at all, but they did a good job for us. We had a situation out in North Franklin this weekend when a tree fell on a guy, nearly killed him. So they were out there and landed a helicopter and everything. So it was my brother-in-law's place. That's where we thought it was him. So we got there anyway. So, all right. Anybody else got anything for the good? Yes, ma'am.
There's a FranklinCountyClerk.net, I think, website that you can go to and get the agenda and the minutes and the recordings. I don't think it's worked since the first of the year.
It's working.
It wasn't this morning. At least it didn't for me when I go to put in the address there. It hasn't since, did you have a problem with it before?
I had a problem with it right around the first of the year with them getting the account switched over so that I could renew it.
It had a different error then, and now it gives you that you're going into an insecure area.
It's secure, they've just got to renew something, but it's secure. If you'll go ahead and click on it, it'll take you right where you need to go. It is secure. I have my security certificate and everything up to date. And once you click that, it will take you to where you need to go.
Okay, and the other thing is, Scott Newsom's not replaced Charlie yet. That needs to get done somewhere on the website.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to send that in to, we need an 8x10 golf.
That's my bad. That was brought to my attention. I actually forgot to do that.
I would really, truly like all y'all to send me in a picture, so we put the pictures of all the elected officials on there. Some of y'all are too ugly. All right, anything else?
Make a motion for adjournment.
All in favor say aye. Thank y'all.
What are you talking about?
Isn't that good?